This is a Limestone Coast Triple M podcast. Triple M. Everything Limestone Coast.
With the latest Limestone Coast news, I'm Karcher Rose Moss. The SA Country Fire Service are reminding locals to begin preparations for the upcoming fire danger season. We're being urged to take measures to ensure safety, including being prepared, having a plan and staying informed. Officials say people need to plan for what they'll do on a day of increased fire danger, as well as when a fire occurs. Media and Communications Officer at CFS, Alison Martin, says planning can save lives.
Even if your plan is to leave early, we ask people to think about the triggers of when that early will be. So will it be when is the total fire ban day declared? Will it be once the fire started in their area? And sometimes, you know, it might be when they see flames. Well, that's going to be too late to leave. So we're just asking people to have clear triggers in their mind of when they will leave.
Limestone Coast local Peter Bissell has been named as the ASVO Winemaker of the Year for 2018, the Australian Society of Viticulture and Oenology handing down the honour. Peter grows and manufactures at Balnaves Wines, a family-owned winery in the Coonawarra region. Three Mount Gambier teenagers, Lily Fullwood, Ellie Backman and Dale Backman, have taken out a top honour at the GovHack Open Data Competition National Awards. The trio have taken out the Best National Youth Team Award, team member Lily Fullwood travelling to Sydney to accept the award on her team's behalf. Their project featured an interactive history board game based on South Australian figures, the project judged as the best youth entry in the country. And Wattle Range Council will be working to protect the region's beaches, the state government announcing a boost in funds. Eight South Australian councils will share in over $325,000 handed down by the Coast Protection Board. Councillors will receive $30,000 to help repair Post Office Rock Causeway at Beachport. And in sport, the Bulldogs Red are on top of the South East Coast Basketball League A-grade ladder this week, the side taking on Bulldogs Blue for round six of the comp. In the men's league, the Cats are set to face off against the Cougars, the Panthers trying to best the Roos. That's the latest for your local news and sport.
This is a Limestone Coast Triple M podcast. Classic hits 963 Triple M.